He has no sense of humor. I don't know.
And if he just loses his temper over the least little thing. See, he's awfully...
quick-tempered.
Did you use the word touchy, maybe?
Yes.
I might say, in talking about someone like that, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
teed off.
If somebody's about to lose their temper, you might say, now, just keep...
calm.
Now, if you've been working very hard, as you have been, you might say that you're getting very...
tired.
And if you're just very, very tired, you might say you're all...
in.
Would you ever use the term, worn out?
Yes. I'm worn out.
If your person had been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you might say, well, she was fine yesterday, but last night, all of a sudden, she...
took sick.
And somebody's sick now, but will be well again before too long. You say, well, she'll be up again.
She'll be up and around.
And would you ever say something like by and by? Meaning before too long.
No. I wouldn't say by and by.
Just soon.
Soon. Mm-hmm.
If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, we could be sure that he...
was catching a cold, maybe.
And if he did that yesterday, we'd say he...
caught a cold.
And if it affected his voice, he would be... couldn't hardly talk, he'd be...
he'd be giving out, he couldn't talk. I know what you know. He's, got a frog in his throat, like I have.
And would you maybe say he's a little bit hoarse?
Yes. I just couldn't find the word.
He might have a little...
cough.
Now, you're going to see someone who's sick, and you know they're taking medicine every morning. The medicine is still there by the bedside. You might say, why haven't you...
taken your medicine?
And the patient might answer, well, I...
forgot it.
But yesterday I...
took the medicine.
And later I'll...
take some medicine. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can't hear anything at all, we might say you're stone...
deaf.
But if you just don't hear well, you're getting a little...
hard of hearing.
Somebody began to sweat when he started to work. By the time he finished, you would say he...
was soaked.
Because he...
perspired.
Or use the same word. I just want you to give me the past tense of it.
Oh.
He
sweated?
Now, what do we call it? A discharging sore that comes to a head after a while.
A boil?
And what does it have inside it?
Pus.
And it comes to a...
a head.
If you get some infection in your hand so that it gets bigger than it should be, you say, my hand...
My hand is swell or my hand is swollen.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, I bee stung me yesterday and my hand...
swole up.
Mm-hmm. And it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
Yeah, if you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is... what would you call it?
I don't know.
In a war, if a bullet goes through somebody's arm, you say he got a...
a hole in his arm?
Mm-hmm. And he would have to be treated by a doctor. Now, sometimes in that kind of sore, you get a kind of skinless growth inside. Do you have a term for that? Do you know what I mean? It has to be burned out.
Cauterized?
Mm-hmm. But do you have a term for the stuff that grows inside there?
No, I don't know.
I wonder if you know the term proud flesh for that.
I've heard it.